Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me this morning in the studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And we also have via telephone Dave Ladd from RDL Associates in the Twin Cities. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. I appreciate being able to chat with you for a while this morning.
If you don't mind, Dave, let's start with the Farm Bill. It's kind of wallowing around in Congress, right?
Yes. Obviously, last year we all are familiar with what happened, where the Senate passed a Farm Bill and the House Ag Committee passed a Farm Bill and weren't able to get it off onto the floor of the U.S. House. Obviously, that Congress, when a Congress ends, a Farm Bill has to be reintroduced in both chambers. And technically, what has happened in the U.S. Senate is that bill that the Senate passed last year has been reintroduced. It was reintroduced 6 weeks ago, and minus a little bit of difference in the commodity title for cotton, but for this region, of course, that's not a big ticket item.
Right.
But that's been referred to the Senate Agriculture Committee, and so that was kind of as a place marker, and laid down that marker that was a priority. In fact, what happens is at the beginning of each Congress, the majority party introduces the first 10 bills, and that demonstrates their priority issues. That was bill number 10 that was introduced starting with this new Congress, and then, of course, the minority party puts out the next 10, which demonstrates that their 10 priorities. So that kind of gives you an idea that the leadership in the Senate wanted to get that in the hopper, so to speak, as one of their priorities to demonstrate that they are interested in moving a bill forward. The House, I think what's happening now is obviously we've all been familiar with terms fiscal cliff, sequester, continuing resolution, those sorts of things. And that's what's put the Farm Bill in idle, because they need some numbers. And I know that Representative Peterson, during a hearing yesterday in the House Agriculture Committee with Secretary Vilsack as the witness, said outright that he's spoken with Speaker Boehner and said if Speaker Boehner and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid come up with some numbers, what do they really want from a Farm Bill reduction-wise, or what is the number you're shooting for a, say the nutrition programs, because that, of course, was a major sticking point amongst both caucuses in the House. If they could kind of give them some parameters, what are you shooting for, that would kind of help develop the blueprint as to how they move forward and what savings. Is the estimated savings that was in the House bill and the Senate bill last year enough? Perhaps, but there's having to start constructing that over again, as now we've had this fiscal situation keep staring us in the face. How does the Farm Bill and the Farm Bill funding fit into that? Because they're going to have to move forward on a new bill at some point in the near future. They can't do this. They most likely won't do the same bills that they had last year.
Dave Ladd from RDL Associates in the Twin Cities. He's been our guest today, and thanks for listening. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.